scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van to hold him.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? We are live going to talk about quite a few things today. Starting with, as shocking as this is, I bought not one but two tickets for tonight's race game.
Sing on.
Well, it's because you keep switching headsets.
I couldn't hear
you. So I turned the other one down. That's why you...
I actually bought two as well. I will be there as well. Big game tonight. And
I could care less about big games. It's not a big game.
No, I'm getting to it.
It's a big event.
I'm getting to it. It's a sold-out event.
You know what's sad is that it took what happened in Orlando to sell out the game. And most people... You know, and good for them, and I'm one of them, only bought a ticket to support Orlando.
Right.
I didn't buy a ticket to go see the Rays.
Right.
And one step even further, I bought the two tickets because I want the T-shirts.
What T-shirts?
Good. I'll take your T-shirt. Since you don't know that you get a T-shirt for going to the game tonight.
No clue.
I'll take your T-shirt. It's like the Boston Strong. It's something Orlando and the rainbow colors and the support, you know, Orlando and such. And I want the shirt. You know, I want to support Orlando, and I want to wear the shirt supporting Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd like to go to the church wearing the shirt that supports Orlando.
There you go. Yeah.
I heard they are protesting. I heard they're not protesting. But we will be at the game looking forward to it to get my T-shirt to support Orlando and get 10 strikeouts. That's all that matters, 10 strikeouts.
It's all about the food.
They had 18 the other night. Did you go to Canes?
Well, it helps when you have a 20,000 inning game.
I don't care if it's 20,000. I don't care if it's 19. Just get
as long
me
as 10 strikeouts.
If you get 9 strikeouts, don't talk to me. Anybody. That's, to me, you know, would be the absolute worst, getting 9 strikeouts. 11's cool, 12's cool. Just get me 10. So I've already been to Canes today for that game, so. Nice little plug for your Canes Furniture, your Wawa store, and for the pitching staff of your Tampa Bay Rays.
There you go.
All right, let's get to it. 4 minutes in. I'm turning on LeBron James.
What?
Yeah. I'm turning.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Bringing him back from the brink
of... No. I'm turning from liking him.
Oh, against him?
Yeah.
Oh,
he is still
the other direction.
He is still a great basketball player. I have always
nobody
said
nobody can deny that
he is a great. You know, and that's what, you know, as I'm watching the Four Letter Network and a bunch of sports shows this morning, they're saying that LeBron has finally gotten to his boiling point of enough hearing about Steph Curry, enough hearing about Harden, enough hearing about everybody that he is the best, and he's always been the best. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has said, and we've heard it, that Steph Curry is the best player in the league is the
unanimous MVP.
Well, that's two different things. It's two totally different things. He was the unanimous MVP. Mm-hmm. He was the most valuable player. He was the most valuable player in the league. But he's not the best player in the league. And you can be two different things. You can be the best pitcher in baseball. It doesn't make you the best player in baseball. LeBron James, anybody who would take Steph Curry in a pick-em-up basketball game over LeBron James needs to take his two basketball sneaks off, leave him on center court, and walk away. LeBron James is the best basketball player in the world.
Okay.
That we know of. Because, again, I'm sure there's athletes that don't get the lucky break, can't do it, blah, blah, blah. He is the best basketball player that we have seen in the past couple years on planet Earth, Jupiter, and Mars.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the other planets.
But at least those three.
Those three. You know, gotcha. The other planets haven't necessarily checked in yet. But, you know, those three we have checked in, that LeBron. But some of the stuff that he's now starting to do, that look that he gave after the block on Curry, I would hope he can block Curry from behind.
Well, I mean, isn't that part of it, though? I mean, because that's a mind game. That's getting into the opponent's head, too.
I don't know. And I know that we always discuss this on the sure. Wednesday night show. You know, some guys like this I like. Some guys like this mm-hmm. I don't like. I've always put LeBron James on a pedestal that he doesn't need to act like this. You know, the thing that he did with stepping over and then whining because, come on. You know, the look. Now, this is twice with Curry in the last two games. You know, and the looks back and forth like, come on, man. That's Chris Carter, by the way. You know, and then this thing last night where he – that would be like our friend on Golden State, who's not getting a whole lot of playing time, by the way.
No.
Maurice Spates blocking you.
It's going to – it should happen.
And if it doesn't, Maurice Spates should retire from basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he did anything great. He blocked a smaller person. I was going to use a word that could or could not get me in trouble, so I won't, in this politically correct world that we live in. He blocked a guy like 19 inches shorter than him. I think it's only 4 or 5.
Muggsy Bogues height.
Exactly. So I'm starting to think that, you know, he just needs to chill out and play. He needs to kick Love to the curb, and he's gone.
Well, I think everybody – I think the GoFundMe page to keep him benched, I think that was the fans making their statement on their thoughts on Love. So I don't think he's got much more time in Cleveland. So where does he go?
Who knows?
Philadelphia? Who do you replace him with?
You don't need to replace him. That's the whole thing.
At all? Just let him go and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, you could trade him, but you don't. What does Cleveland need?
Well, regardless, I mean, they're going to try to get value out of him.
Well, of course they will.
So, I mean, it's not like they're just going to say, oh, well, even though he's a big-time player, since we don't need him, we don't really care about what we get for him. I mean,
unless the trade is, we will trade him to you, we want nothing in return, and we don't have to pay a dime of the contract. And just dump him. Now, if you can just dump him and you send him to a team like Philadelphia, where you want to get a phone call, you want to get a phone call from Larry, you send him to Boston. Ring! Randy, we don't want him in Boston. So we could talk about that over the next hour. I went out to Tampa Stadium yesterday, James Stadium.
I tell you what, just your pictures.
Does nothing.
Whoa.
Does nothing.
Really? That good?
Looking at pictures of the new boards, stadium boards, big screens, whatever you're going to call them, does nothing. That's like looking at a diagram of a movie theater of a 4-block-long movie screen. 4 blocks. Looking at it on a flyer. You can't tell. You cannot tell how massive these boards are. Screens, again, whatever you're going to call them. On both sides, the corners that used to have, I don't know if it was advertising or whatever in the four corners,
right,
will now be a screen, I believe. They're going to have a screen that's going to run around the entire stadium. So like just above or below, I don't remember where the Ring of Honor names and stuff are, mm-hmm. It's going to be a screen.
Okay.
Now, a reporter asked the CFO, COO.
Operations or finance?
I don't know. I don't know what Brian Ford is, that it'll be semi-distracting. And he got really upset, you could tell by the look. And I think it will be, but on the same lines, I don't think they're going to do like around the stadium. They'll do the boards during the game. I don't think they're going to do kind of like the arenas. You know how the arena has the fairway around? They're not going to use that in the middle of the play, I would imagine. What I like about these boards, screens, what are we going to call them? Big screens?
They're video boards.
Video boards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're now 300 level seats, the cheap seats, the crap seats, the whatever. People, those will sell out instantly. Where if you go to a game and a lot of times the uppers either sell quickly because you want to be there, or they don't sell because they're crap seats. Now you're going to be there. You're going to be able to experience. You're going to be able to be at the game, and you're going to watch these boards that are going to make you feel like you're standing on the field.
The end zone video board, 60 feet by 160. There, it's 60 feet high, 160 feet wide.
Yeah, somebody put that on their Twitter, Facebook yesterday.
You did, yes. Okay. And then the four corner towers, 61 feet by 43 feet. Massive. Massive.
They
More
claim,
than 28,000 square feet.
They claim this will be the third largest in the NFL.
So Dallas and who?
No, guess. Take a guess. We'll give away something.
For the second?
For the second.
You have to figure out what the second is?
And just to cover my arse,
okay.
The second, by what I was told by the head PR person of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Okay? I didn't research this out.
According to them.
According to what I was told.
Gotcha.
What the number two is. Okay. We will send a four-pack of Wicked Good Cupcakes.
Okay.
To the first person that calls, that texts, that puts it on Facebook because people listen there. And let's do a mitzvah, too. Let's see,
sure.
Let's see if Ed knows. And
okay.
If Ed knows, we'll give him the Wicked Good Cupcakes.
But then doesn't that mess it up for everybody else if he says it?
No. Doesn't mess him up at all. So okay. We may give away, too.
Okay. All right.
Ed, if you're there, if you want to take a wild guess at number two. Obviously, the Dallas Cowboys are number one.
Yeah.
It appears the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are now number three. And we'll see what number two is. If Ed's there.
I'm here. I'm thinking.
Okay.
Cowboys are number one, you said?
Cowboys yep. are number one. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are number three. And we're going to give away to the first person that calls in, texts, tweets, Facebooks, whatever, what's number two. But if Ed can get it, he'll get it. He'll be a winner as well.
Oh, wow. I don't know who would be number two. Well, I'm going to go with the largest market. I'm going to say the Giants, New York.
Okay, incorrect.
Huh.
According to what I was told
yeah.
by the PR staff of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's what we're going to go with. So it's not New York. So if somebody wants to, over the next hour, you know, or if we don't get it during the show, the first person that puts it on our Facebook page, that calls in to Ed, and then Ed will, hey, it's this, or whatever. And then Ed make, well, no, Ed already guessed, doesn't say, because Ed could get two of them.
Okay.
What?
I think I have it.
Oh, so you Googled it.
Well, I Googled it. Yeah, I'm obviously not eligible. So
you're not eligible.
So
for
I have
two reasons.
I have the flexibility to, well, to throw it in the Googleator.
But you're not eligible for two reasons. One, because you're not eligible, and two, because you said you did it on Google,
as opposed to Bing.
Well, no, that's not. Then you're not guessing. It's a guessing. You're guessing. Ed could have Googled it.
Anybody could Google it.
Ed took enough time to think about it that he could have Googled it, and he didn't. But you did. Cheater.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Cheaters never prosper. All right, so we're going to hit a break. When we come back, we're going to have your best friend on. We're going to talk about what's going on over at Split Ends. We'll also be giving away a bunch of things, which we will announce in the second half. Big UFC this weekend. We're going to talk about that.
Big one.
Want to talk about Jerry Lawler, the king, another king, and what went on, happened to him. That should be semi interesting. Some Twitter wars with, I guess, LeBron James' wife and Steph Curry's wife. We'll talk about that. And the greatest words in sports. It's even bigger than Super Bowl. Game 7 finals. People just get so... It's Game 7
get
finals.
Up.
It's a lot to talk about there. And we'll do some of it. Not all. Some of it when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Fire it all.
I am so flaming.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick Forhaer presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
What up, flame ball? That's what he said, flame ball, right? Fireball, fireball, sorry, fireball.
Big difference.
Are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to Alex.
Oh, my theme song never gets old. Hello, fellas. How are you?
What is going on, Mick? As another day moves on, we tend to fix, we tend to heal, we tend to do a lot of things. The pain will never go away, but I know you guys are doing some special things over there, and I wanted to get you on real quickly to talk about it.
Well, I appreciate that, Randy. Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Doing awesome, as always.
Good on you. Like we had talked about with you guys privately, you know, first you're kind of shocked, and then you're hurt, and then you get mad, and then you kind of want to do something, even if it's wrong. And I want to thank you guys for getting behind our Peace from Pinellas movement. That kind of started organically and just really took off. The community really stepped up, and as Wegs is aware, we were able to get like four or five truckloads of water and dry goods, and about $1,800 worth of, you know, cash donations and gift cards. So, and, you know, some of our peeps made a caravan to Orlando, and we're able to attend the vigil there. And we just want to thank Talking Sports and all the listeners and all the people in our business community, the guys at Punky's, our friends at Quench, and, of course, here at Got Split Ends for really getting behind the Peace from Pinellas movement and, you know, like you said, and taking a step and kind of helping us heal and get past this, you know, terrible thing. So we want to thank you guys, and thanks for supporting us. And as it turns out, you know, when you do the right things happen. And, you know, now post-tragedy now, we don't want the Peace from Pinellas movement to kind of, you know, just sort of fade away. And as it turns out, we're going to be getting involved with some at-risk kids here locally and kind of keep that thing moving and play it forward. So we really thank you guys and really appreciate all the support.
You know, we should also reach out for a few reasons and thank Chick-fil-A. You know, let's throw them a little plug. You know, this is a company that, you know, doesn't open on Sunday. Some people like that. Some people don't. You know, they've made some comments about, you know, the gay and lesbian and transgender and bi and, you know, the whole community, you know, which threw everybody up in arms. And some people didn't want to go there and some people go there, you know, for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm assuming you know. But if you don't, are you aware what they did on Sunday?
Yes. Yeah. We have okay. heard what Chick-fil-A did, which was very gracious. And, you know, since it's a Christian organization, it was the Christian thing to do. So God bless them for it. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And, you know, I know you and I talked the other day about what happened on TV with Anderson Cooper and Pam Bondi. And, you know, when is the time? And I obviously said that wasn't the time to view and post views and whatever. Here's a company, you know, that is against whatever. And, you know, you have a right to be for or against. You can be wrong. But you have a right mm-hmm. to do it legally.
That's right.
And, you know,
this
here they stepped up,
yeah.
you know, whether they believed or didn't believe or whatever. And I just wanted to throw it out publicly as well and thank them for what they did.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this these kind of things, you know, when tragedies occur, it has tendency to bring out the best and the worst in people. And this time around, it brought out a lot of good in everybody. And there's a lot of rhetoric and internet trolls who want to talk smack. But the fact is, a lot of people really stepped up, and it's been a blessing. It really has.
All right. So I know you're going to continue, you know, doing some of the things you did locally and, you know, with Mike and some other people. Is that up and running? Are you still working on that? How do people stay involved? What would you
Well, yeah, you could definitely reach out to us here at Got Split Ends, which, of course, is 4376 Park Boulevard. The Peace from Pinellas movement continues as I mean, I don't want to, you know, talk out of turn or maybe give a lot of stuff away too soon because it's still sort of in the works. But Wegs and Mike and I had met with some educators last night, and we're talking about working with some at-risk kids, inner city kids here locally, so with another organization. So, yeah, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to play it forward, and we're excited what the future holds for the Peace from Pinellas movement.
Awesome. Well, I just want to get you on real quick and talk about it, and I know you will keep
us rolling. So I appreciate you making time for me.
All right, Mick. Take care. That is Mick Ferrari over there at Got Split Ends, located in Pinellas Park. He gave the address on Park Boulevard. So I haven't read much into it, but Jerry the King Lawler, who, you know, is one of the commentators, he's been there forever at the WWE. I guess him and his wife got arrested for domestic abuse?
Fiance, yes.
Fiance?
Yeah, they both went. It sounds like they're made for each other because one of them is saying that McBride, his fiance, is saying that Lawler had pushed her and hit her in the head, and Lawler is saying that she scratched him in the face, threw a candle at him, kicked him in the groin. Apparently, somehow an unloaded pistol was brought into the kitchen, and some sort of threats were made. And then, of course, something like this, you a lot of the times assume some sort of an intoxication is involved. That's also been brought up into it. So. They both were booked for domestic assault, and they both caused bodily harm, so they'll be in court on 3 days.
And Lawler has now been suspended by the WWE. We'll see how long that is, but at least they did something instead of just, you know, waiting. And you could have waited. A lot of times they do wait until everything goes through, mm-hmm. but since, you know, he did get arrested, he has been suspended by the WWE. We don't know with or without pay, any of that kind of stuff. More details, I'm sure, will come out once they go to court and take care of that. Sunday, the greatest words in sports, Game 7 Finals. It's one thing to have a Game 7, but the Game 7 in the Finals. I should be in front of a TV somewhere in another country, and I will stop what I'm doing just to watch this game. This game is going to be unbelievably fun to watch.
And it's more important. Bottom line, it's more important because you have the same teams as last year's finals. You have the fact that there's been the comeback and
both comebacks. Golden State comes back
yeah.
down 3-1 to get to the finals.
In this
now,
first place.
Cleveland comes back 3-1 to make Game 7. Rumors are that Kevin Love will be traded to the Boston Celtics, and like I predicted, on the phone with us right now, the general manager of the Boston Celtics. What's up, Larry?
Oh, he dropped off.
Oh, okay.
Man, we were so close.
His cell cut out.
We're going to trade. The Boston Celtics want Kevin Love so bad that they're going to trade Danny Ainge, a Kevin McHale jersey, and a Larry Bird autograph. They'll take over the contract. They'll bring Kevin Love in. The stipulation is that the Beach Boys have to perform at least 3 times a year. You know that Kevin Love's father or uncle or whatever is Mike Love.
From, I did not know that.
From the Beach Boys, yeah.
I did not know that.
Which to me is like awesome. You know, it's one thing when you see father, son, or uncle, you know, whatever it is. To me, it's just so cool. I mean, again, you see it, you know, Curry and his dad, and, you know, you see, you know, famous dads, and then their son goes on to be an athlete or an actor or whatever, and it's famous. Just to me, it's the Beach Boys.
That's pretty cool. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's just kind of a big deal. I'm going to go to another NBA game next year, the Kevin Love, wherever he gets traded to, and I'm going to ask him if there's any Beach Boy music on his iPod or cell phone or whatever you youngins use these days to listen to Muzak.
I would have to say yes. I mean, obviously, that's Beach Boys. That's throwing it back a while.
But that's like, have you seen the commercial with Wilson Phillips? And it's the car insurance, and the tree falls, it's, you know, just hold on. Mm-hmm. And she's like, really? Because that's her music.
Really?
So
really?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he wants to get so far away of Surfing USA or, you know, one of those. So, I don't know. Anything is possible. All right. When we return, we will look into the 3-day mini camp of the Buccaneers. A couple guys really did look good. The ASJ situation, and if that's a big deal.
I want to know your thoughts on that.
And we'll
definitely
talk about that. We're going to get our Quandrum tip of the week. That's coming up. And who knows what else. What's the phone number? 888? No, 800.
866-1013-40.
You know, so many numbers that we have running through our heads and stuff. So if you'd like to pick up the phone, feel free to do it. We still have some wicked good cupcakes to give away. Buccaneer Talk, our tip of the week. Second half of the program coming up next.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verheer at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with Eggs Benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Welcome back for the second half of the show.
Talking Rays baseball.
Talking some baseball. We have
Really not even talking baseball. We're just talking about what the event tonight.
Pride night.
The t-shirts and supporting Orlando.
Obviously a lot going on in this time frame. I don't know how much everybody's been watching the four-letter network, but you might have been seeing a lot more soccer recently. We have both Copa America going on as well as the European Championships going on. So a lot of national team action, and look out because Team USA is looking to make some noise. They beat Ecuador last night 2-1, and they've advanced to the semifinals.
Is that a big deal?
Big deal. Huge deal. This is a really, really big deal. Obviously, Jurgen Klinsmann over the last couple years since the World Cup has been dealing with a lot of controversy, even going into the World Cup, a lot of controversy. There's been calls for his job recently, and the results of Copa America are going to determine what happens with him and with Team USA going into the World Cup in 2 years. So you look at the fact that they got out of the group, but they also won the group. So they performed really well early on. They move on. They got lucky, to be honest, because there's a good chance they were going to be playing Brazil in the first game outside of group play. It turned out that Ecuador was actually the team they played last night. They went up 2-0 and ended up finishing the game 2-1. So performing really well. I will say that the last two games have been very interesting because they've played with only 10 men on the field for both of
those
games. So I didn't see, by the time I saw what was going on in last night's Ecuador game, I saw the second goal scored, but at that time, actually, both teams were playing with 10 men. So I didn't see why Jermaine Jones got his red card. There's actually a couple players that are going to be out, but there's Jermaine Jones, Alejandro Bedoya, and Bobby Wood are all going to be out. Jermaine Jones got a red card. The other two got two yellow cards, and so they are suspended for the following game. And then the previous game, they had DeAndre Yedlin, their starting right defender.
Not the right defender.
The right defender.
The right defender.
Honestly, kind of a big deal because he's a young player. He's got a lot of speed. He plays a big part in the offensive game as well, but he got two yellow cards for very sloppy fouls back to back. They were literally seconds apart. So, and that was at the beginning of the second half. So they played an entire half with only 10 men and a 1-0 lead that they were able to maintain. So trying to put together the right team to play the winner of the Argentina-Venezuela game. So that's a big deal as well. Who is going to play better in that game? And will the U.S. be playing against Messi?
What's this tournament for? Is this to get to the Olympics, to qualify for the Olympics?
No, this is a separate large
tournament. So we're not expected to do well in it because we're a mediocre team in the worldwide
circle. Well, in the worldwide circle, but even in the Americas, because Copa America is just North Latin and South America. So you have the quality of soccer that's played in Central and South America. There's a lot of big teams. Ecuador was actually a fairly top ranked team in this hemisphere.
Is Kaká playing? Kaká's not playing, right?
No, Kaká was not playing.
Right, because every time he steps on the field in this tournament, he gets hurt.
Because he was hurt.
I think Kaká just doesn't like this tournament.
That being said, when I...
Can I say it one more time? Kaká!
Sure. Sean, a mutual friend of ours, and myself, when we go to the Orlando City game next week, next Saturday, Kaká should be on the field. So it's going to be a good to at least see him in person. But no, he was not playing.
Where is Kaká in the list of top players in the world?
World right now? Or
no,
two
weeks ago.
Ever.
No, right now, playing.
Right now?
Doesn't matter. I mean, I hate comparing, because it's never fair. How do you compare the greatest player today with Pele? How do you compare the greatest, and I'm so glad I just said Pele. Let's get off this chicken sport.
Oh, come on.
I want to talk about what just happened, and I'm hoping just for the sake of how well we get along, that you're going to disagree. Ichiro gets two base hits the other night.
Yeah.
And passes Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts.
No, he didn't.
Thank you very much, but I wished he would have disagreed with me.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't. And for anybody to say that he did is so ridiculous, and this is why. Ichiro, what he played in Japan, and he's a sure Hall of Famer, most likely a first ballot Hall of Famer, but if you're going to include that of the base hits that he got in Japan, which is pro baseball.
Yeah.
Then are you going to start including minor league base hits?
Right, yeah.
Because it's pro baseball.
He's getting paid.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, do you believe that AAA teams couldn't beat teams in Japan? I'm willing to almost bet, almost, I don't want to sound stupid, but almost, that there's some AAA teams that could beat major league teams.
Sure.
Probably not. There's one or two. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might be able to put a team together of AAA ball players to go on and play the worst team in baseball.
So the AAA All-Star type deal.
I mean, possibly, but I whether we know this or not, or you know, whatever, but I'm thinking that some AAA teams could beat some teams over in Japan.
Probably, yeah.
You know, is it fair to count Warren Moon's Canadian Football League? Now, they do. They throw it up there combined, but they don't say his NFL stats.
They don't keep that separate.
Yeah. And, you know, for anybody, you know, some people have, most people haven't, but some people have said, you know, well, he is the all-time baseball. Well, if that's the case, was it Sahara O? He had more home runs than Hank Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people did, but most people didn't, you know, include that. All right, you can get back to that other sport if you want.
That other sport. Well, it is a big deal. It is, especially, as I said, for Team USA, us versus them.
I love us versus them.
It's great. It's great, especially when you have a large tournament. It's not just like UFC Fight Night 89 this weekend, where you have it in Canada, and so they have a lot of Canadian fighters from around that area. But this is definitely, no kidding, us versus them.
Our Quandrum tip of the week right around the corner momentarily, but before we go to that, do you see that Bisping's now saying he doesn't want to fight Dan Henderson because Dan Henderson's a cheater? Last week he was putting out...
They were both saying that they wanted to fight each
other. Right, and Bisping was all for it, sure. And now I just saw earlier today he now wants to fight GSP because Dan Henderson is a cheater.
No, I think he wants to fight GSP because, A, not in the right weight class, B, hasn't been fighting for a while, C, bigger name.
I don't know. I'd rather see the Hendo.
Oh, I would rather see Hendo Bisping too. I most certainly would. But I could see why he would rather fight GSP over Dan Henderson.
I'm trying to find the tweet that he put out, because, and I'm sure all of that is true, don't get me wrong. But, you know, his comment was because Dan Henderson is a cheater.
Interesting. Let's see. I'm looking too.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
it. Blah, blah, blah.
It's probably, you know, probably a couple days back. So.
Okay,
oh, well.
Gotcha. Speaking of fighting, Alexander Gustafsson. He's been scheduled for his next fight.
Yeah, I just saw that.
UFC Fight Night 93 against Jan Blachowicz in Hamburg.
Bless you.
Thank you. He's got a ways to go, I think. to bring himself back up?
See, I don't think so.
No?
No. I mean, he's ranked four.
Yes.
He's ranked five.
True. He is.
So it's not like he's got a, you know, he's four or five. You know, Henderson's eight or nine, and he may get the title shot.
Yeah, but he's fighting Jan Błachowicz.
That's, I don't know if they're trying to give an easy fight to get him back on the track. But again, if you're sitting at four or five, to me, that's, you know.
Yeah, they're four or five, not finding an unranked fighter. It's not like this is somebody that they're having to dig up to make a replacement. This is weeks out. So this is somebody that they are designed to, in my mind, give him a little confidence boost. This is the guy who gave John Jones his toughest fight. So they obviously want him to stay relevant and be able to build up his confidence and get back to the top name fighters, because he's going to be able to sell pay-per-views.
Big difference from bringing Brock Lesnar in and having him fight Mark Hunt and not a guy like Gustafson's fighting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you bring up Lesnar and the fact that he wanted to fight Mark Hunt, which says a lot about him, says a lot about the guy.
It's an intriguing fight.
It's definitely intriguing.
Brock Lesnar.
There's so much power.
Brock Lesnar hates being punched.
He does.
We know that from training. We know that from Shane Carwin. And Hunt's going to land.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing is, he can take him too. I mean, try knocking Hunt out. That's almost impossible. So he'll be able to handle the shots that Brock lands as well.
Right. Well, but again, Brock lands some big punches.
He does. He does.
You know, it's not like
crazy strong.
Yeah. It's not like you or me throwing a punch.
Right. That's crazy strong. But Hunt is a very, very tough dude. And it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, that's one of the ones where I kind of want to see them both stay in the middle, just throw and see who ends up going down.
All right, before we hit our last break of the afternoon, we're going to go out to Quandrum Fitness over there in Pinellas Park, corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in the old Kinetics building, and do our biweekly tip of the week. I think we're going to go out and talk to Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. All right. What's on tap today? What's our tip?
Tip for today is, if you want to lose weight, go ahead and do compound movements. Bicep curls, tricep extensions are not going to be conducive to burning more calories. So we definitely want to do more pull-ups, more push-ups, more squats, get that body moving. More joints moving is going to be more calorie burn.
So when you say more pull-ups, if I do none now and I do one, is that sufficient?
We're definitely going to have to work up to that. So using machine, doing a lat pull down, or even rows, cable rows, definitely more conducive to weight loss, calories, instead of doing just biceps or a single joint action movement.
Now, Jeff, I'm a power lifter. I love doing the compound movements, especially deadlift, squat, and bench. But for a lot of the people who either aren't as familiar, they don't have their form down, or for whatever reason their body doesn't take too kindly to those movements, what other alternatives can they do to maybe work back or do alternatively to get that same calorie burn you're talking about?
They can actually do the classes we have here. We have Body Pump, Les Mills. They actually go through each exercise, the form, how it needs to be done, progressively going up to different exercises as well. So saying a squat, say you can't do a squat, well, put a chair behind you, just sit down and stand up, cross arms in front of you. It's going to give you the same kind of range of motion that a squat will, and it gives you that familiarity of doing something that's repetitive.
Awesome. There you have it, our tip of the every other week, the bye week. It's the bye week tip. Jeff, thank you very much for your time, and whether it is you or Kevin, we'll talk to somebody in a couple of weeks.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Thanks, Jeff from right. Quadrum Fitness Center, located over there in Pinellas Park, corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard. It's in the old Kinetics building. Phenomenal place, brand new equipment. They're adding a whole bunch of classes. They're going to do some boxing classes. I strongly recommend you start. $20, $19.99 a month. How do you beat that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Even for somebody like me that goes like once every other week, it still breaks down to fairly inexpensive. So stop on by, give them a call, go on their website, shoot them a tweet, whatever you need to do, just get in there. All right, we're going to hit our final break of the afternoon. When we come back, we'll finally get to the Bucks talk. What happened in your three-day camp that just ended yesterday? This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog. Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back. Minicamp, mandatory minicamp, ended yesterday about 12:30, 12:35. A lot of excitement out there. I love watching people, whether it's media, whether it's fans, whatever, and they're getting all either all excited or they're getting all down. At the end of yesterday's practice, there was a little scuffle.
Scuffle?
There was a scuffle in practice. Then the practice ends. The first question to Dirk was about the scuffle.
Okay.
And he lost his mind.
He doesn't seem like a guy who would just fly off the handle or anything like that.
I'm trying to think, who are some of the coaches that fly off the handle? John Gruden. He's not like John Gruden or Herm Edwards or Mike Ditka. So that was a lot of emotion that we did see out of him. And he's like, 2 hours of practice in the heat, and that's what you're going to start this press conference about? Well, yeah. You know, what did you see? But I like that.
That's not normal. You don't normally see fights during practice. It happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a lot of big personalities that are
guys trying to make
the
team.
Sure,
you know, veterans that feel they don't deserve to be, you know, blocked or chop blocked or whatever. I think Dotson was in on it. From the offensive side. I like seeing that. To me, that means they're taking it serious.
Yeah.
That it means something to them. Now we can talk ASJ, who was asked to leave on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
And then he goes into the locker room, and yeah, this was last week.
So
he addressed it on Tuesday, which, you know, I thought said a lot, and that's what you need to do when you make a mistake. You can't ignore it. He came out. He, as soon as practice was over, all the players are bolting to get inside. Mm. He walks over to the media. I mean, he could have avoided it. He addressed it right away. He said he was wrong. He wasn't prepared. It'll never happen again. It'll also never happen again where he ran right in and he tweeted some things which he shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, I've done it. So, I mean, who am I to say that it was wrong to do it?
So the reason why he was sent from practice was he was not prepared. So it was related to not knowing plays or something along those lines?
Yes.
Okay.
It was. He was not prepared. He was lined up wrong. He didn't know what he was doing. Cutter's like, get out of here. Mm-hmm. He went inside the locker room, tweeted, I'm moving on or moving on. It's all been addressed. I think not only does this push this aside, I think it shows a lot on the relationship of the team, what's becoming, like Jenkins said. You know, we're expected to do things here. I didn't do them. It was my fault.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Taking ownership of it, yeah.
I think it's a different atmosphere over there. I mean, I truly do. It's more laid back, and it's stricter at the same time, if that makes sense.
To me, it seems like you get the best, and we tend to see the best from athletes when it is sort of that situation. You can't be on either side of the spectrum. You can't be too lackadaisical, which we have seen here in Tampa, and then you can't be too strict, which we have seen here in Tampa both fairly recently as well. So that combination of balance brings out the best in everybody, and we'll see. Obviously, though, we still have to see it transpire actually out on the field.
Well, yeah. And again, we won't see any of that until September.
Right.
You know, and that's what I alluded to earlier. You know, people get excited. People get upset. It's practice right now. It's no big deal. Jameis throws an interception. It's no big deal. And
Hargreaves makes it an interception.
It is no big deal. Yeah. But that's what I was saying. For Hargreaves to get an interception, that means somebody has to throw an interception.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody to throw a touchdown, it means somebody had to have gotten burned.
Right.
And more times than not, let's keep this in mind, not that Hargreaves is playing with the ones right now, and I'd like that they're slowly making him work his way. When the interceptions, and yes, it is Jameis, but like when the D gets an interception, it's normally not Jameis.
Right.
Because the ones don't go against the ones.
The ones, yeah.
See, I think they should. I think the ones should go against the ones.
Again, making sure that everybody's playing, taking it seriously, playing at the top.
How good are you? You get better by practicing against better. You know, we talk MMA all the time. If you are the best fighter in your gym, how are you going to get better? You need to be at like an ATT down in Coral Gables. You need to be like at the old school Miletich or Jackson Winklejohn or whatever. You know, you can't be the best. So if you're the best playing against the second or third team, how are you improving?
Yeah, if you are not the biggest name in the gym, then that's where you need to be.
Well, I'm saying, even if you are the biggest name in the gym, you need to go to a gym where you're not the biggest or there's as big. And again, we're talking football. I want my corners, my backs, I want them going up against Jackson. I want them going up against Lewis Murphy when he's on the field, which still hasn't happened yet, getting over his knee surgery. You know, I want them to go up against – I love Humphreys. You know, Humphreys is, you know, that little guy, the scat back kind of guy that will go out there and do whatever he needs. Bell, you know, who I believe Bell is 5'4", if you shaved his head. With the hair, he's about 6'4", you know, because he's got that big fro and all that stuff. I think he's going to be, you know, a really good addition. And I say addition because last year of him getting hurt early. Just like what they're saying about the kid in Jacksonville, Bell is like a rookie. You know, he got injured last year. He got put on IR, didn't get to play at all. So you're getting the benefit of another year of him. So it's like having another draft pick. And I'm looking forward big things out of him. It's going to be interesting how a lot of these things play out. You know, we still have plenty of time come the hot summer days of summer, of camps and all that. But what receivers are going to make it? Is Lewis Murphy going to be able to stay on the team?
It from what it sounds like, there's actually a lot of competition right now at the wide receiver position, and depth has been an issue. So would that mean that would they be willing to hold on to more players just to make sure they are able to deal with the injury bugs that they've dealt with even as recently as last season?
But you can't. You can't do that because the more that you do that, you keep an extra receiver, that means one less defensive lineman.
Yeah.
I'm just offensive lineman, you know, whatever. You keep two, it's two less somewhere else. Now, you know, these guys that you're keeping, whoever you're going to keep in that position that, that you just mentioned is going to be a special teams player. So he could be a backup in case Lewis gets hurt again or in case Bell or whatever. But that means in order for him to stay on the team, whoever this replacement is, he's going to have to be a special teams guy. He's going to have to play special teams. Nobody's going to be just sitting there waiting unless they're on the practice squad. You really don't want to be on the practice squad because you want to make the big-time money.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be put in that position. Although, I mean, we have seen in the past people who have been on practice squads before, either with their team or with a different team, getting picked up.
Sure.
And being able to excel.
Styles
well.
G. White.
So, there you go.
SGW, back in the day when he was GW, was on the practice squad. You know, went around, floated around, kind of a story, and I won't say the player's name publicly, but a player went up to Styles and said, hey, welcome to the team. And he goes, you know, I was on the team 3 years ago. Because he was on the practice squad. But,
yeah.
You know, when you're on the practice squad, a lot of times you don't know, you're not not too aware.
Sure.
You know, of that. So.
Gotcha.
All right. Finals, game 7.
This is it.
What are you thinking?
You know, I keep on thinking to myself, Golden State's got to pull it out at the end. They've got to pull it out of the win. I keep saying that to myself, and Cleveland keeps on railroading them. So it's like, at what point in time do you realize, hey, they actually have a very good shot of throwing this away?
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah, so, I mean, it hasn't even been close these last couple games.
Any of them.
No,
it's been, games have been close.
Gigantic differences. So, in points. So,
I'm torn.
I am more torn right now than I ever could have or would have been. Right now,
I think Cleveland goes and wins it. I really do.
I still don't know if I can.
I'm hoping I'm jinxing it.
Sure.
Because I want Golden State because of Maurice Spates. At the beginning, I said if Maurice Spates was not on Golden State, I would pick Cleveland to win this.
Yeah.
But I can't root for one and pick for the other. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. I won't be able to watch it. And, you know, I want to be able to watch it as, and I really don't care other than he's a friend of ours and I'd love to see him win it again. I thought Cleveland was going to win it. Now that it goes back, it's tough to beat Golden State at home. They've already dropped one game there. Will they drop a second? You know, I don't know. You know, losing the big center is huge. Draymond Green did not play well, you know, yesterday after he, you know, basically ran his mouth and said everything that he said, you know, that they would have won. And then they might have won with him. But since he didn't play game five. And then the fines just came out not too long ago.
$25,000 for both Kerr and Curry.
Big deal.
Yeah. Well, I think the bigger deal is the 6 fouls and ejection for Curry.
Yeah, you know, and I guess technically, could you imagine what would happen if the NBA suspends him for the game?
Could you imagine? Nuts.
Now,
people,
you know,
would go nuts.
We could spend the final 2 minutes, you know, conspiracies, the whole 9 yards. Steph Curry's wife is saying that the NBA is fixed, you know, but somebody posted this. Was it fixed when you were down 3-1 and then came back to win that?
Yeah.
You know, playoff. So a lot of things are being said back and forth. It's getting a little chippy. I think the refereeing has been awful. I think they've either called ticky-tack fouls or they've called bogus fouls. So it's difficult. It's the hardest job in the world. I understand that. But I think you need to be some form of consistent. And they really haven't been.
That helps, yeah.
You know, like I said, it hasn't been consistent at all. How you can – some of those fouls – 3 of those fouls last night, and they've been saying this, you know, 3 of the fouls on Curry last night really were not fouls.
So you agree with Curry?
Yeah. You know, I thought they were – I thought that was a clean steal, you know, which could have even turned the game around a little bit. You know, I don't know, but he takes it in for the layup. You know, it's a 4-point swing. It's not a foul. You know, a lot of stuff could have happened there. So, I don't know. All I know is Sunday's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm looking forward to it. You know, grab your soft drink, grab a beer, grab whatever you're going to drink. Sit back and enjoy it. So, and get out and support the Rays and what's happened in Orlando as well tonight. So.
Absolutely. And U.S. Men's National Team this weekend, semifinals of Copa America, first time in 20 years. Clint Dipsey, 3 goals, 3 assists.
Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
101 blockages. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is probably a 1 in 20 or a 1 in 40 year heat wave.
Meteorologist Chad Myers on the heat wave tightening its grip on the American Southwest from Arizona to southern California.